Crusader Nate.
What's up, Blake? What's
you,
up, Pop?
You tech genius bastard. It's been too long, good sir.
What's going on, wild man?
Oh, living the dream. I'll make this short, sweet, and simple to the point.
Yeah, that's such a white guy thing. I'm just going to say, like, how you doing? I'm living the dream, man.
Hey, man.
I gotcha.
Pop will agree with me. Nightmares are dreams, too.
There they are.
That's true, yeah.
I have them all the time.
Yeah, it happens all the time. This didn't happen to me directly. This happened to my uncle, who is 13 years older than me. He was in the Navy. He was stationed in Washington around the same time Pop was there. I don't want to give out too many details because it literally got an 08 in the Navy, dishonorably decommissioned.
Ooh.
And kicked out of the Navy due to two of my uncle's older brothers who were childhood friends with Medal of Honor recipients during the Vietnam War.
Okay.
Who walked up and put their two Medals of Honor on desks of senators on the Armed Services Committee and said, either this 08 is dishonorably discharged for what he's doing, or either he gets discharged or you can have these medals back.
Yeah. Okay.
Which at that point in time, it took about 24 to 48 hours. That 08, who was in charge of naval, if I remember correctly, he was the rear admiral in charge of the West Coast submarine fleet for the United States Navy.
All right.
He was the guy having an affair with my uncle's then wife while my uncle was deployed.
So your uncle's Hunter Biden?
Okay. So hang on. Hang on a minute. All right. So yeah. You have an 08.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent of a 2-star general.
Yes.
Wow.
Fucking the wife of one of his subordinates. Is that what you're telling me?
Of an E6. The wife of an E6.
Was the E6 underneath this guy's command in any way, shape, or form?
Yes, for about 2 years.
Done.
Oh.
Done right there. Okay. All right. Yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, if an 08 is doing shit like that, you can you didn't even have to put the Medals of Honor on the table. Like, quite literally, you just start filing IG complaints.
Oh, yeah.
That this guy's banging my wife.
Fuck these guys up.
Yeah. Holy shit.
The 08 tried to court-martial my uncle, and I have two cousins, tried to claim my uncle was sexually abusing my two male cousins, literally threw him in jail on the base, yep. Kept him away from everybody, limited any and all family communications, his two older brothers found out what was going on, who then in turn informed the two Medal of Honor recipients, who went to the Senate Armed Services Committee, which literally got him released and pretty much got a rubber stamp on anything he wanted to do. And everything ended within 5 to 7 days.
All right. Did he finish his service and retire? What happened to him?
My uncle did. He finished his term, finished everything in the Navy, got a full retirement. Wound up getting a GI Bill, going to school, now works for biotech companies.
All right, good.
Got both of his sons, complete custody of both of his sons.
All right, good.
The 08 got a...
Did they give him less than honorable discharge? What'd they do to him? I think he dropped off.
Did we lose you?
My uncle, he got an honorable discharge from... the Navy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're back, just man. Coming in and out, yeah.
All right, sorry. My uncle got an honorable discharge. The 08 got an immediate dishonorable decommissioning.
I have no idea what that means.
They called him in front of the service committee. They decommissioned him.
So they retired him on the spot.
Immediately on the spot.
Yep. I've seen that happen.
They literally scrubbed his entire service record and blackballed him, pulled his name off of everything.
Yeah. So he had to he had no choice but retire after that, I imagine.
Yeah. My uncle got custody of both of my cousins.
Because I did something similar to Dina, that fucking bullshit battalion commander I had. I started filing IG complaints in regards to the horse shit she was doing. She was a toxic female commander, and she ripped down everyone around her. And quite literally, it's not very, it's not often you have a triple tabbed soldier with like three wars under his fucking belt, a combat jump star, filing an IG complaint and sending it to the first general officer in my chain of command. And I emailed it to him. 15 minutes later, he calls me on the phone. He's like, "Hey, Sergeant Pop, what's going on?" I told him the deal. He's like, "All right, I'll be down there Tuesday next week." And I got called into Dina's office with Sergeant Major, and she's like, "What's going on?" And I go, "Well, apparently, ma'am, there's a general coming here to talk to you." And literally, the general sat down with me first, and he goes, "Listen, a battalion commander has the power to point their finger at anyone and say that person is a shitbag, and we tend to believe him when that happens. But in your case, it's bullshit." And quite literally, she got picked for 06, but couldn't pin the rank for 2.5 years because of the continuing complaints. And then when she did pin it, 90 days later, the general walked into her office and said, "Don't come into work tomorrow. Drop your retirement packet. That's now your full-time job. You will be out of the service in 60 fucking days. Goodbye."
Yep.
Damn.
So I ended I fucking ended that bitch's career too.
Hell yeah, man.
Well, when this 08 got the axe on this, literally they stripped him of his unit. From the story I heard, they basically stripped him of uniform the Senate chambers.
Damn.
Decommissioned him on the spot, charged him with conduct unbecoming an officer.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, when this all happened, adultery was technically a misdemeanor in the state of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And they charged him, and they filed federal paperwork to have him charged with a misdemeanor for adultery in Washington.
Nice.
My uncle got custody of both of my cousins.
Nice.
100%. They also had the DOJ filed paperwork to go over to the DOJ to file that she will be classified as an unfit mother to have ever have custody of any children.
Wow.
Damn.
Well, that's hardcore, man. Oof.
Yeah.
See, but so, that's a happy ending for the dude, but that almost never happens.
Yeah.
That almost never happens. And I can guarantee you, if that 08, if he wasn't banging this dude's wife, he would have been fucked.
Yeah. Damn.
Because an E6 going against a 2-star, that's not a fair matchup. At my best, as a triple-tabbed E8, I can turn back the mojo from an 06.
But
I could not do it for any higher rank. I'm fucked.
The only reason my uncle had the leverage he did is because his two older brothers had two Medal of Honor recipients that were very close personal childhood friends.
Yep.
That's the only way it got there.
That's good shit right there, man. Listen.
That was a long shot.
Thank you for the story, man.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.